Welcome to AM Best Audio.
A recent report from Allianz examines aviation risk. Here to talk more about that is David Werfel, North American Head of Aviation for Allianz Global Corporate and Specialty. David, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you having me.
So, David, what prompted Allianz to undertake this examination of aviation risks?
Yeah, we're in a fortunate position where we lead a lot of risks in the industry. And, we really just wanted to kind of highlight some of the things that we've noticed, some of the trends that we've seen during COVID, in hopes of putting some good information out there as the airlines start to get back to normal or a new normal. And obviously faced with different risks and different challenges than before when COVID began.
You mentioned trends. What are some of the trends that you're seeing?
You know, really things that we're keeping a watchful eye on is just getting aircraft back into service that may have been sidelined for a while, mothballed. And really just watching how the industry is getting staffing levels back to normal. Training, getting pilots back in the cockpit, getting aircraft back into service and dealing with what hopefully is a return to normal passenger traffic levels.
Were there any things that surprised you about the findings?
Yeah, I think the thing that surprised me most in the findings was really just how prominent the air rage incidents are here in the United States versus what our colleagues are seeing in the rest of the world. So I think it probably speaks a little bit to the political climate here and just, what transpired during COVID, within our own boundaries. So I think that was the most interesting within the report. I think what also surprised us just in general for the industry during COVID is that the industry was able to maintain some good financial health. Thankfully, we didn't see anybody fall out of business. And in some sectors of the aviation industry have actually grown during COVID. So I think it's been an interesting test all the way around for the aviation industry.
You mentioned air rage. Is that considered an insurance risk?
You know, it certainly could turn into an insurance risk. If there's any sort of bodily injury or property damage that arises, we haven't seen that yet. And, the airlines and the FAA have taken a lot of measures to try to stem that trend, but we're certainly keeping a watchful eye.
Now, I understand that there's a pilot shortage these days. What's being done about that?
Yeah, so there was a pilot shortage even before COVID. The airlines were actively recruiting, starting a new pipeline, especially coming into the regional airlines, getting new pilots in. What we've seen is a lot of the airlines have been standing up or partnering with flight training facilities to be able to build a new base of pilots to hopefully stem some of the current retirements and future retirements that they're anticipating.
David, the next generation of aircraft brings safety and efficiency benefits, but with them come planes that are more expensive and complex to repair. Do you expect this to result in higher claims?
We do, and we've already seen that trend. We've been seeing that trend for the last couple of years. Whether that's damage caused on the ground because of some sort of ground collision, ground incident, or foreign object damage into the engines, lightning strikes, we've seen a rather dramatic rise across all types of hull damage in the fleet. And you're right, it's solely attributed to just newer, more expensive equipment coming into the fleet.
Are you expecting business travel to return in 2021 to pre-pandemic levels?
I don't think we'll see it quite pre-pandemic, but the industry, the aviation industry as a whole is definitely cheering for business travel to resume. Within our own organization, we're starting to see it resume. So it's obviously going to be subject to restrictions and, whatever's going on in different countries at that time. But I think we'll see a good step in the right direction before the end of 2021. But I think everybody's still forecasting probably another 2 or 3 year recovery.
Now, one of the interesting things in the report cites insect infestation as a risk affecting instrument accuracy. How does this happen? And what can airlines do to prevent any mishaps from this equipment contamination?
Yeah, so certainly every airline has parked aircraft procedures. But those parked aircraft procedures were definitely challenged during COVID. They're usually designed for kind of routine times when aircraft are down for maintenance or they have to change the seasonal capacity within the fleet. But here during COVID, you had certain airlines that had a lot of their equipment down, a lot of their aircraft parked for long periods of time. And so we did see some of those kind of different risks start to make their way into that environment. And the airlines have had to really adjust for some of those insect issues, you know, change some of their inspection procedures before they get the aircraft back into service.
David, what do you see as emerging risks in the airline industry?
You know, obviously the air rage is a current risk that, you know, needs to be addressed head on. Certainly can't be something that the industry can allow to get out of hand. And I think they are getting their you know, in conjunction with the governmental authorities, I think they are taking the right steps. You know, I think really the future just becomes more to what you touched on earlier, more technology, higher valued aircraft, and, you know, just how do we manage that as an industry? How do we respond to it? Repair costs, the time to repair a particular component or an engine is really what we see on the horizon right now.
Well, David, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Really, John, appreciate it. And thanks for taking the time to highlight our report.
That was David Werfel, North American Head of Aviation for Allianz Global Corporate and Specialty. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.